was a huge amount of concern during the Brexit process what it would mean for people across this island, particularly those in border communities that are very worried about the impact of Brexit. And these green cards came about at a very early stage, and there was a huge amount of anxiety about them at the time. For me, living in Strabane, for instance, I no longer require it, and there was a time I was quite anxious about it. So it's a big, big boost for local people who cross the border multiple times each day.
In terms of the relations between the EU and the UK, and we've seen some thawing perhaps in recent days. We saw indeed one of the senior commission officials address the Assembly via Zoom earlier this week. Do you detect better relations developing?
I think it's very, very important to recognise where we are. It is not an ideal situation. The protocol is the protection that we have. Again, it's not perfect. But there needs to be political solutions to these political problems, and it will only come along by dialogue and engagement. And there are parties, unfortunately, sitting at the executive table of Stormont that are not willing to enter into such engagement, that have folded their arms and refused to have conversations about how to solve these problems. Simply stumping your feet and asking that the protocol removed is not going to happen. The protocol is going nowhere, and that's the reality of it all. The only way we go forward now is by engaging as widely as possible with all political parties at the Assembly and beyond it, absolutely, and continuing to have this very important dialogue with officials from Brussels and also from London and Dublin and anywhere else, because this is about the interests of the people that live here in this island, and politicians elected here have a responsibility to protect those interests and to find solutions.